We want every state facility and every state-funded facility. We want open audits. We want to make sure they're independent audits, and we get to the bottom of this and find out what's going on, because it isn't just as at one prison. Republicans have offered solutions to help our prison system, even though members of the Black Caucus here and other people support the bills, even though Secretary Maynard has come to testify in favor of the bills. Somebody's shutting it down here and doesn't allow it, and they start getting a kickback from the prison system themselves. And now people can understand why. It's what we've suspected all along.
You have a bill that's called the Residential Substance Abuse Treatment Program, which I know Secretary Maynard submitted testimony in writing for last year. What would this past session, what would this bill do?
Well, I first introduced it in 2008, so I've introduced this bill for several years. The bill allows for residential substance abuse treatment programs. It creates this treatment plan in the prisons, along with educational courses, financial literacy courses, management plans for the inmate population. Here's the thing, Rob. I found federal grant money available for it that was put aside for this purpose, so there wouldn't be cost to the state for the implementation. But resistance came from the prisons, especially the Baltimore Detention Center and others. I then turned around and whittled it down to just Anne Arundel County to get it going here. I was surprised. You know, I thought we'd try it as a pilot program so I could prove that these substance abuse treatment programs work, and it exposes gang activity and it separates the users and the addicted population away from the other part, puts them in a separate wing. And even the Baltimore Detention Center kept coming out against the bill, even though it was just an Anne Arundel County bill. Our delegation supported it. And I thought, this is odd. What's going on here?
Baltimore City delegation that opposed it, or was it the O'Malley administration that opposed it?
Well, the Anne Arundel delegation, Anne Arundel County delegation, passed my bill out of delegation unanimously, and then it got sent over for a hearing. Secretary Maynard even testified in favor of it, or wrote in favor of it. But all of a sudden, it gets shut down, and the chair of the committee, in this case, it was the Judiciary Committee, puts it in the drawer and is told it's got to die. And where's that coming from? You have to ask yourself. Where is that coming from? It has the support from a member of the O'Malley administration, from Secretary Maynard, and yet all of a sudden he's told he can't do anything else about it. When I call him about it, why is this being shut down? He can't have a response from me, or he can't talk about it. Now, what does that mean to you? You know, so I think it's House leadership we had a problem with. Members of the Republican caucus have put in good plans, even one to stop the cell phone use in the prison system and things of that sort. And somebody keeps shutting these things down. I think there's corruption going on, and it's widespread. And this governor has chosen to cover it up rather than correct it.
Drug treatment program in your bill, how would it have stopped the Black Gorilla family at the City Detention Center? Because the motive for them, I mean, just as you look at the indictment, it's not just, you know, drugs and having inmates get drugs, but it was money. I mean, the leaders were trying to make money while behind bars. How does treating inmates stop that and stop that motive?
Well, and it doesn't just treat them. It also exposes, it has exposed in other state, how the drugs are getting into the prison system and things of that sort, because that's what you're trying to shut down, and you're putting them in a controlled wing. So you're separating the users, the people they'd be selling it to, away from the dealers themselves. And sometimes the dealers could be in there and could be part of it, but you become very aware of it. It's very much more hands-on treatment for these people in every aspect. It's not just a little course you go to 1 hour or 2 hours a week. They are closed off and separated and treated differently than the rest of the population, so you can go after this problem.
I know you're not on Judiciary, but I'll ask you this opinion. The fact that the Judiciary Committee canceled their hearing this week, waiting till another hearing is held next month with the House and the Senate, what did you think of that?
You know, I think it's postponing, it's political posturing. I think they're still trying to put the best take on it they can. I mean, for the governor to come out and say that this being uncovered is a very positive achievement, come on, for 6 years we've known that it's going on. The Republican caucus, we're complaining about it, we're trying to correct it, and we get nothing from the administration. So I just think that this is more political posturing. My fear is that they fire Secretary Maynard before that postponement date comes, and the Republican caucus never has a chance to have him come testify to us. We plan on having him come before us if the judiciary is going to drag their feet.
You're running for governor. When do you formally kick off your campaign?
June 5th. It'll be at the Sheraton Hotel in Annapolis at 6 p.m. We'll have the press there at 5:30 so I can speak one-on-one with them. I hope to see you there.